Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're in South Florida to discuss the career of Representative Sheila Sherfillis McCormick, a historic lawmaker whose persistence and background in healthcare define her public service.
Her path to Congress was anything but easy. Before we talk about her election, let's start with her professional career. She spent decades in the healthcare industry, right?
That's right, and it's the key to understanding her policy focus. Sheila Sherfillis McCormick, who is the daughter of Haitian immigrants, built a long and successful career in healthcare after getting her law degree. She eventually became the CEO of Trinity Healthcare Services, a company providing in-home healthcare. This wasn't a policy think tank. This was on-the-ground, real-world healthcare. She was responsible for managing caregivers, dealing with Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement, and seeing firsthand the struggles families face when trying to care for loved ones. This 20-year experience in the trenches of the healthcare system gave her an incredibly practical understanding of its flaws and opportunities, which became the driving force behind her political ambitions.
And those ambitions were tested. She didn't win her first race. In fact, it took several tries. Tell us about her remarkable persistence.
It's a powerful story of tenacity. She first challenged the longtime, deeply respected incumbent in her district, Alcee Hastings, in both 2018 and 2020. She lost both primaries decisively, but she didn't give up. She continued to build her name recognition and campaign on her core issues. When Congressman Hastings sadly passed away in 2021, the seat became open, leading to a crowded special election with over 10 candidates. It was an incredibly close race, and after the initial count and a recount, she was declared the winner of the Democratic primary by a margin of just 5 votes. It was a stunning outcome that proved her years of hard work had paid off. She then won the general election, officially becoming the first Haitian American Democrat in Congress.
That 5-vote margin is incredible. Now that she's in Congress, how has she put that healthcare expertise to use in her committee assignments?
She landed on committees that are a perfect fit for her background. She serves on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, where her experience running a healthcare company is directly relevant. She understands the logistical and bureaucratic challenges of healthcare delivery and can apply that knowledge to improving the VA system, which is one of the largest healthcare providers in the country. She also serves on the Committee on Foreign Affairs. Given that her district has a very large Caribbean and Haitian diaspora population, this position allows her to be a leading voice on U.S. policy toward the Caribbean, and especially toward Haiti, bringing a personal and deeply informed perspective to the committee's work.
So what are her major legislative priorities? What is she fighting for in Washington?
Her priorities are a direct extension of her campaign promises and her professional life. She is a staunch advocate for expanding access to affordable health care and lowering prescription drug costs. She has championed community-based health initiatives, reflecting her background in home health care. Another one of her signature issues is economic opportunity. She has proposed policies aimed at creating jobs and providing relief to working families. For example, she has been a vocal proponent of a universal basic income. Representing a diverse, urban and suburban South Florida district, she also focuses on issues like affordable housing and immigration reform. Her approach is very community-focused, always tying national policy back to the direct impact it has on the families in her district.
Her election was historic. What is the significance of having the first Haitian American Democrat in Congress?
It's incredibly significant. For the large and vibrant Haitian American community in her district and across the country, it means having a voice at the highest level of government that truly understands their experiences, culture, and the specific challenges they face, both domestically and in terms of foreign policy. Her presence brings a crucial perspective to debates on immigration and U.S. relations with Haiti, a country that has faced immense turmoil. It diversifies the voices within the Democratic caucus and Congress as a whole. Her story, as the daughter of immigrants who became a successful CEO and then a member of Congress, is a powerful narrative that resonates deeply with many Americans.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.